Hazreti Rahmetullah Aleyh used to give an example. Dhuni dhune apna dhun. What it means, you are carding wool. See, that wood comes in a lump, stiff, so it needs to be loosened. You're making a blanket, godru, behalf, so that thing needs to be loosened. So there are those people who will do that as a profession. They want a machine, a handmade machine, and they loosen that wool so that it could be usable afterwards. But in those tufts of wool, you'll find cotton seeds. They call it binola. So in that you'll find cotton seeds. So you have to pull those cotton seeds out as well. Now, eventually, they're going to be used to stuff those godrus, those lihaf. Right? Same thing is going to be used to stuff that. So if it is, if it's hard and it's got those seeds, then it can't fit that price and it won't be so comfortable. So two of these carding wool people, they're seeing each other and one is pointing a finger at the other. Okay, see, those cotton, what cotton seeds. It's got a cotton seed. So someone that is overseeing the whole thing, he says, right, you worried about his one cotton seed and you got dozens of it. He's one you're concerned about, right? He needs to pull it out. But you got dozens of it and you're concerned about it. So what is the lesson in this? The primary concern is yourself. His style was, he says, if I see a weakness within myself, then I speak about it. With the intention that there must be someone good in the crowd, right? I'll speak about it, that person will be moved to make dua. When they make dua, inshallah, that will remedy the problem that I have got. Like for example, if I've got anger, right, and that anger needs to be moderated, right, so I'm going to speak about anger to the crowd, and the barakat of me speaking about it, and perhaps someone's dua, that anger that's in me, that will be moderated. So the greater concern is your personal self. Many a times it happens, the problem is because of the individual. And we don't realize it, the problem that is coming in is because of ourselves. We'll be quick to point a finger, he's a problem, he's the problem area, he's the problem area. But seldom do we say, no, I am the problem. When the problems took place in Darul Deoband, Allah bakshi to everybody. So there was one old ustad of Darul Deoband, one Hashim Bukhari Sahib. He's late now and he's buried in Jannatul Baqi. Bukhara original, then migrated from Bukhara when that Russian revolution had taken place. So it was difficult for them to practice deen. If you practice deen, they kill you. All going to socialism, atheism. So once he's explaining to us that how, what difficulty they had. So they were very, very wealthy. They themselves were very wealthy. But the deeni awareness was even greater. So when we saw this thing coming, we moved. And we're moving in mid-winter, minus 20, minus 30, that's the temperature we're moving, all ice around. Sometimes you have to cut through cliffs and all that. Whole entourage, we're moving, myself, my father, a whole group of people, we camp in one place. In the morning it's all ice around, so we sprinkle the kerosene and light up fires for the thing to open up some way, and we're going through. Now, says that it's cutting through that cliff, and from top now, it's about 200 meters. From the 200 meters, his father's horse slipped. Now there's no way that they're going to get anything out of him. They can't get him back, and sure he's dead. So they have to do the janazah namaz on top, leave him and carry on. Now they reached India, and because they were very wealthy, so had thousands of gold coins. So he thought that India will be safe, like Bukhara. Came from Bukhara now, so came to the station and sleeping away, got that thing under, caught up, everything is lost. Now that was his whole asset. So he had intention that he heard about Darul Deoband, he'd come and study. Alhamdulillah, he pursued his studies. Anyway, I was talking about the problem that took place. So, quite a sincere person, Khilafat of Mother Sheikh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakaria Sahib also. So, from the time the problem started, he sat in Etikaf. So, he should have a lot of liking and respect for Mustab Rahmatali. So, he was by Mustab Rahmatali. And Mustab tells him that, I think this problem is because of my weakness, my wrong, my sin. This whole problem is happening here, it's because of me. So he replied, it's not right for you to make such a statement. Mustafa explained, see, as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he sent his armies, and there was no news of any victory forthcoming. And as Abu Bakr said, I don't hear the news of any victory coming, it's because of my wrong. Otherwise, he says, kahi kufr iman ke muqabla mein khara reh sakta hai? Can kufr stand against iman? So it's my weakness that's not allowing this victory. Hazrat Khalid radiallahu, they fought at Yarmouk and Yamama, right? So one was Yamama, then was Yarmouk after that, Roman territory. One was against Musaylama, was Yamama, Banu Hanfiya, and thereafter it was a Roman territory. So here after that, this was over, Yamama was over, and then Yarmouk. And then in the second encounter, they had some trouble. The victory wasn't coming in. Like the normal, they used to, this Muslim army is going, and in a very short while, they mow the whole field down. In a short while. So the victory wasn't coming through. So Khalid says, well, it's my fault. Because in the previous encounter, I blurted out what I said. I said, what are these people? They are nothing. How we just mowed them down? Gajar Muli ki tarah se. We just mowed them down. You know? What are these people? It's just a matter for the battle to start and we'll wipe them out. So this statement Allah Pak did not like. Because a Muslim wins because of ta'at, zahiri and batini. It is not just ta'at is zahiri and batini. It must be in a state of obedience, zahiran and batinan. physically and mentally you must be in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And when I mention these words, it's just a matter of an encounter and we wipe them out. So this was as though I was shifting the trust onto our might, our power and our expertise. We're so competent fighters. So our victory comes not because of ourselves. It's because of the Ghaybi Nusrat, Allah Pak's help. And for that moment I forgot about it. And then he says, وَالْبَلَاءُ مُوَكَّرٌ بِالْمَنْتِكِ. Many times the calamities, problems are because of your speech. See? Calamity and the cause of the calamity is what you blurted out. You said something and the now consequences that come with it. So this baraika kalima, any word where you show your greatness, your superiority, Allah Pak doesn't like this. In Delhi, there was a debate. You have this, in India you have this Arya. So Arya is a group, and Sheikh Abdul Haq, that was the Mufassir of the Quran, Tafsir Haqqani. So he is now, they're debating with him. Imagine now, Aryan, and the one that is representing the Muslim is Sheikh Abdul Haq Sahib, who is the Mufassir of the Quran, Tafsir Haqqani. Now that on the Aryan side, that Hindu is giving his stuff, and Maulana is just, his mouth is just sealed, he can't say anything. Anyway, someone came quietly to Maulana Puri Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, and says, there is a Hindu, looks like a priest, right? Or you have this Hari Krishna and all that, or the saffron cloth, and he's in a state of meditation. So when Hazrat heard this, Hazrat went into meditation. In squarely 2 minutes, that Hindu was meditating, he had to run for his life. When he ran, and then Maulana's mouth just opened out. And then when he started explaining with such power, might, and strength, approximately 20 Hindus accepted Islam that day. As Maulana Saharanpuri Sahib Rahmatullahi saw, seen all this, at the end he says that I was sure that Haq must prevail. Al-Haqqu ja'lu wa la yu'la. Haq must prevail, right? But for the Haq to prevail, Allah Pak doesn't need us. We are non-entities. However it prevails, it prevails, but He doesn't need us. Is baat ka hamesha dar lagta hai. Always in perpetual fear. So Allah Pak wants that to be not complacent at any time. Something happened now, from very complacent, see my achievement, what I did. Qarun, and look at the reason for his failure, his whole collapse, what happened? Ahsin kama ahsana Allahu ilayk, wa la tabghil fasada fil ard. His reply was, utitu wa la ilmin indi. This is a problem of this day, current. So he was advised, be kind to the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Don't hoard, pay out your zakat and all that. Be kind to people. Don't do mischief. So he became haughty, and what he says, utitu ala ilmin indi. All this is because of my expertise, my competence. See? I'm so sharp, I'm so smart, and I got this wealth, see, treasures, gold, tons of gold I got. This is because of my hard work, my expertise, my acumen, I got all this. Now, in the meanwhile, the law of zakat had been issued in the Bani Israel, and there was some rumbling carrying on, and now zakat we have to pay. Whatever the threshold was at that time, But there was a zakat that was levied. And now this rumbling is carrying on zakat now. So they're discussing now, how should we avoid this thing here? How should we overcome this? See the two causes for man's failure, kabhi hubb jaah hota hai aur kabhi maal hota hai. Sometimes it's wealth and sometimes it's a recognition, me. Status, recognition. So these are two things that comes and blocks your path. In Sahanpur, I explained that I sat in that etikaf there, not the full, about 10, 12 days, whatever it was. But in the first row there in Sahanpur, were all the Sheikhul Hadith of the whole India. Senior ulama, Muftiyana Kiram. So you can't go there. So like the senior, most senior ulama that are there. Then according to your status, etc., then you get a place. Right? It's all intizam. And to make the intizam, what's wrong in it? Even the hadith we are told, layin nahat, what's the hadith? Huh? لِيَلِيَنِّ مِنِّي مِنْكُمْ الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. People of understanding, people of learning, understanding, they must stand near me. Means people of understanding and learning, they must be the first line. Everybody comes and stands in the first line. I'm also like that. That's not right. People of understanding and learning, they must be in the first line. They must occupy the line. There are multiple reasons. Sometimes the reason is that these people will make out the smaller mistakes and the bigger mistakes, and they can point it out. Now, the other persons, can they point it out? They don't know. They don't have that knowledge, they don't have that backing. They coming in, now what happens? So the wrong on the side of the learner is they are coming and occupying. Then this place is occupied after that. So, but who must be occupied? لَيَنِّي مِنْكُمْ الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. Right? People of learning, understanding, they must be right at the front. And then, namaz is like a delegation in the presence of the Almighty. Delegation, right? So when there's a delegation, then who stands right at the front? Obviously those that are righteous, learned, understanding, they would occupy the front. Then, according to your rank, second, third rows. So, I should notice now, every year they would read that kitab, Ikmal al-Shiyam, and practically nearly every year they would talk about, one day or something, they would talk about the story of Abu Sa'id. Abu Sa'id and Sheikh Abu Abdullah Undulusi. That thing must be repeated. Now, look at the caliber of people and the story that is being repeated. Abu Abdullah Undulusi's story is being repeated again and again, same thing. So, you understand that what is the thing that smashes your path? This jah and mal. Sometimes it's wealth. And sometimes it's pride. Sometimes it's pride, sometimes it's wealth. Qarun, we talk about him, that he was about three or two people that were the ulama of the Bani Israel. They knew the Torah from cover to cover. So there wasn't a shortage of ilm, there wasn't a shortage of wealth. But then, what brought about his failure? Think for a moment. What brought about his failure? So, ilm was there, wealth was there, and what was the... So one was pride. He says, innama utitu ala ilmin. See, I got this bad. Me. I'm smart. My acumen, my expertise, I know about that. How to grow, how to multiply. Nowadays they say, me, I print money. I print the notes. You say that all. It's awkward. Different type of language says. As though now that's the yardstick to see the person's position in society, how wealthy he is. Unfortunately, this is how we see people. According to the wealth, that's the status. That means we are also guilty. Because we have attached wealth, we attached importance and respect to wealth. So we cannot say now only the wealthy are guilty, we are also guilty because we attached that importance to the wealth. So see what he's saying. His people are warning him, ask him. But the pride has the better of him. وَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَةِ. So when you've got wealth, then the second thing is express that wealth. You've got wealth now. I must expose it. People get impressed about me, my status, my wealth, my influence. If I just keep it and I don't express the thing, then it doesn't bring the satisfaction. Got the wealth now, express it. So it'll be expressed in different ways, sometimes in a palatial home, sometimes in an excellent motor car, right? Sometimes in a lavish life. So this wealth is going to be expressed in some way or the other. Must be expressed. Then too it was فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِي فِي زِينَةِ. And today also it must be expressed. Somehow it's going to be expressed. You ask a person living in Phoenix, where is he? Off Mount Pishkun. So that in itself I think is a guna. Because you consider Phoenix to be a little bit down, so you don't want to be seen to be living in a place that is down, so you attach yourself to a place that is of the higher class. Just near Mount Ishkong. Off. See how they do it. You see the subtle pride. It's there. Don't think it's not there. Don't ever think it's there. But it comes out very discreetly. Someone has got a broken down Corolla, he's got a sticker behind. My other car is a Ferrari. So what does I need to do this? Is that not pride? So the pride sometimes comes in the poor, sometimes it comes in the wealthy. But it's across the board. And the pride wants to express itself. You must give an expression. Some car, building, palace, bank card, gold bank card, platinum card. So you go in a Walima table now. So you call someone, just take this card. So you want to show off. You want to show off. So you, somehow you want to impress. See, I'm not a broken down Johnny C. Now Allah Pak doesn't like that. See this again. This again. See this ayat. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِي فِي زِينَةِ. So was there a need for that? Was there a need to expose all his wealth? There's absolutely no need. Just show, impress. Then again, the community will have someone is getting to a nikah or something, so he must express his wealth. So it's my son or my daughter that's getting to a nikah. So now, it must be something that the talk of the town, you see. People must talk about it. فَلَاكِ لَرْكِيكِ شَادِهُ. So now the deco like this, in grand style, they're coming in, or they're flying over to Dubai, and they have the nikah that side. So something must catch the eye. Even sometimes I think, too much of these jalsas also, although we are guilty ourselves, sometimes I think, is there an element of pride in that as well? In the self it was like this, many persons became hafiz, but nobody knows about it. Became hafiz. between him and Allah Ta'ala, finish, class. Nobody knows about it. Many a person became an alim and a muhaddis, and nobody knows about it. But he is a good alim, he is a good muhaddis, but nobody knows about it. Wana Raipuri Sahib Rahmatullahi, sorry, his work obviously was Islam Batin, right? Correct the inner self. So he wasn't keeping too well, and there was a Hakim that was checking him. So one of the Murids is also a Hakim. So he just blurted, haha, Isai karna chahe. That's the medication, that's right. So one of the Raipuri Sahib straight away corrected him. Therefore, there is a zabt nahi ho saka. See, you had that knowledge of hikmat, of medicine, and you couldn't retain it. You have to express it at some moment, at some point. That I'm also a Hakim, you see. I have to express it at some point. So you see this very discreet level of pride. It just needs an occasion for that thing to be expressed. So this Khanka effort is to get that right. Smash it and trash it. Trash and smash. Trash and smash. All the time, trash and smash. You got that right. Even if you got it right, then too, isse hamesha darte rehna. Then too, you have to be alert, you know. Like they say, with your one eye open. You sleep with your one eye open. You can't get into a ghaflat state. You don't know when the thing will come and attack you. Which moment, how it will attack, where it will attack, how it's going to grab you. We don't know. It's going to come. Mu'assanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah is one cousin. He had to come for some medical treatment. So he's living in a village. So in a village you don't get a specialist and all that. So the specialists will get them in the town centers. Okay? Like for example now, we've got a small village, right? Like Snemma now, someone's living there. So he's living there, he can't practice his profession there. He'll have to move to a center. Right? He'll have to move to a center. So now he needs some treatment. He's living in a small holding. So he's come to Sahanpur for a treatment. But he knows that the treatment is going to take some time. 6 months, 7 months, 1 year, after 1 year it will take. And he is an alim. So he's an alim and he has to come in for treatment. So, Mu'assanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah being his cousin, so he approached him that, I'll be here for a year or so, and now the doctor will be calling me today, again next week. So sometimes 4 days in the week, nothing to do. One day I'll go and visit the doctor and come back, and I'm living in such a remote place, I can't go and come. So I want something to occupy me. Can you offer me some job of teaching at the madrasa? So I pondered for some time. Alright, this kitabs, perhaps kitab of the third year, fourth year, you will teach that kitabs. So you should keep yourself occupied. So that's a good sign. You don't sit and relax. Keep yourself occupied. Do something. So when Mona offered him the kitabs of the third year or the fourth year, so it came out of his tongue. Well, mujhe ye kitab de rahe, mujhe Bukhari de do, Tirmizi de do. Give me Bukhari, give me Tirmizi. Aap se behtar padha dunga. I'll teach you much better than you. So now look at Mona Sahanpur. See, you know that monitor on the mind, that has to be there all the time. This cousin is not Hazrat's murid. One is a murid, then you treat him differently. And one is a stranger, although it's a relative, but it's a stranger. So you treat the person differently. That's an usul in the tasawwuf. When you got, it's under you, then the smallest mistake, you won't smash him down. Even if this, it is just a doubt, you know, it's an ihtimal, possibility, then you will smash him down. I was surprised, I checked about Tanana's kitab, same thing. The Sheikh's kitab was the same thing. And even if the possibility, not a confirmed wrong, but the possibility that he's hinting, he's insinuating. So these things come in different ways, you know. Hazrat, main kya karu? Main kahin jata hoon, to log kehte hai ke aapke haath ke par hum toba karenge. Hazrat, what must we do now? You know, they go anywhere. They want to say, come and take toba from me. That's a istilah, terminology. What it means, bayat, you know. Lekin main kehta hoon ke main bilkul na ahal hoon. I tell them that I'm not capable. But they keep repeating this. Now he's reiterating his halat. So Bashaik is also vigilant. They know what's going on. So this is discreet pride. What does it need to relate this thing here? To come and report it to me. What does it need for it to? So you're saying that you're not capable, etc. And people are coming in. That means you should consider this, you know. Consider this, what's going on, see. That's what you're saying, but very discreetly, you see. Maulvi ka nafs bhi maulvi hota hai. An army ka nafs army hota hai. One person came to Hazrat Gangohi Sahib rahmatullahi alayh. And he says to us, Gangohi Sahib, I was a villager. Mujhe bhi khilafat de dete, give me that khilafat also. So our Buzurganadin, they talk to this simple villagers according to their rank, to their ranks and status. Atum khilafat se kya karoge, what you'll do with it? Maybe murid murad banata rahunga. Like you make a murid, how do they say? See how they talk. So, some people, their minds are working, very active. This thing was coming. Somehow, something was. It's a dangerous thing, very, very dangerous. Heart is asking for it, mind is asking for it. There was some istima, and someone is making zikr al-jahri. So, someone asked, "Ya zikr al-jahri kon kar raha hai? Who is doing the zikr al-jahri? Looking nice, you know." So, Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullahi, his zikr, daily zikr, is about 120,000. Initially, it would take about 5 hours, but then Rabbah gave barakat, in 2 hours it should be finished, right? So, Inamul Hasan Sahib was a man for this. So he says, jinko abhi tak ijazat nahi mili wo zikr jahri mein lage hue hain, who haven't yet got the ijazat, they engaged. The one that got the ijazat, now the complacent, now we sorted out, we don't have to worry now. See, the complacency comes in. Whereas from that point the fikr should be increased. It's not supposed to be decreasing from that point. Now that fikr is supposed to be increasing from that point. That the Shaykh has got some level of confidence in me. Am I worth this? So now you become even more conscious. Hey, this is not right. That is not right. I have to sort myself here. And why did I listen to this wrong? And why did I have to blurt out these things here? So that ijazat was to create an awareness by, come right, come on now. Until when will you be in this number? How long will it take you to come out of this? But are you using it in the opposite direction to bring about some level of complacency, becoming complacent? So this was supposed to be bringing more consciousness, awareness, and that is why you find. The higher ranking Sahaba Ikram, radiallahu anhum, right? They were much more vigilant, more, you know, very conscious. Small mistake and error, and they are reprimanding themselves, they're correcting themselves, small little mistakes. You hear of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum, and the fear of Allah Ta'ala, right? And he's putting out his tongue. This is the thing that brings out all the damage and problems. This is the thing. Can you see now, as they're escalating, then the consciousness and the taqwa is also proportionately escalating. Coming up. So this is also coming up. So the statements that they make, their behavior, their conduct, they're checking on themselves all the time. All the time they're correcting themselves. Umar radiallahu anhu reprimanded someone. And he came around the wrong time. And then he realized, I didn't have the right to reprimand him or beat him like how I did. It was totally wrong. He called the person, come and beat me like how I beat you. At the time that he's a Khalifa. But you see the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. So proportionate to their position was the fear of Allah Ta'ala also escalating, consciousness, awareness, all the time. But Ali, you know, is coming to Umar, you know, for some personal work. So he extinguishes the light. And perhaps his own lamp, he switched it on and he's talking to him. Amir, you didn't have to do this. Yes. Until I was doing the public work, then I used this. This is my personal work. This is not public work, it's my personal work. My personal work, then I have to cough out myself. That was public work, I can use public treasure. But my personal work, I must. You see, as Musab Rahmatullahi, he would get his salary at the end of the month, get it from one office. That's where everybody, all the staff would get the salary. And there's another office that you want to give any contribution to the madrasa, he's taking it from here and giving it on that end. And then every month he's giving about, you know, equate that into rands, say about 1,000 or 2,000 he's giving. Additional from his side. Says, madrasa ki batti pani maine istimal kiya, and I need to pay out for that as well. But now look at this, these people. So as they are escalating in their righteousness, then you see a proportionate amount coming up of the taqwa, the understanding, dealing with people, and similarly, the dealings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all is being checked. There is not one word. One word is not going off. Most will happen to us is sometimes we are concerned about money matters. But with the use of our tongue, our eyes, are we careful about that as well? So we're talking about Imam Saranpuri Sahib Rahmatullahi, and that cousin said that I will teach the Bukhari and Tirmidhi, I teach it better than. Imam Saranpuri says, see, there's no doubt that you'll teach it better than me. But you see, there are all types of students, and if you want to be sitting on this position, ye bachche tumhe pareshan kar denge. Because you're new now, they'll put you to the mill. They'll fire questions for Africa, you know, or for India. They'll fire questions. Tumhe pareshan kar denge. Aur main to buddha hoon. I'm an old man now. I've been with them, so I'm not a novelty. I'm not something new to them. Ma kuntu bid'am min ar-rusul. I'm not something new here. So they will be relaxed with me. But you're going to be new here, but they're going to really put you through the mud. He mentioned this, and this cousin left. After he left, one of Hazrat Khadim, that was in the final year, he says, Hazrat, he says that he'll teach better than you, just put him in that position. Put him, let him teach it. قسم خدا وحدہ لا شریک لہ کی ہم ان کو چھتی کا دودھ یاد دلا دیں گے. The same take that place. We'll remind him of the day he was born. We'll remind him of the day he was born. He'll be so regretful. He said this thing here. It was as though like something to show the greatness, the ranking of Hazrat Mohammad Sahanpuri Sahib. Mohammad Sahanpuri Sahib is constantly a monitor on the mind, on the nafs. So now see how he responded. He says, Hargiz nahi, aise lafz nahi kehna chahiye. Allah Ta'ala ko barai ka kalima pasand nahi. You know this, words of your greatness, excellence, Allah Ta'ala doesn't like this thing here. Self-admiration, self-pride, etc. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like this thing here. So this element, we have to keep checking the thing. And smash it and thrash it. Smash it, thrash it. Keep. That it will keep rising, keep surfacing. Some discreet way. Like I said, Molvi ka nafs bhi Molviana hota hai. That thing comes in a different way, in a different pretext. And that thing has to be disciplined, has to be smashed and thrashed. Allah Pak Taufeeq Naseeb Kare.